There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We will kick off this hour talking some college football. By the way, we do have Gino Toretta on the program in 30 minutes as well. We'll talk a little Miami, Texas A&M with him. And professional sports bettor Brad Powers joins the program now. Great at college football. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Doing well, doing well. So what is your overall handicap of this Oklahoma-Nebraska spot? Opened up 16 here at Circa, now down to 11 at most spots. And of course, this Nebraska team that plays in like a million close games, but they're, you know, on the heels here of firing their head coach, Scott Frost. So what did you make the number? Have you bet it? What's your overall handicap here?
Yeah, I made the number 10. So as you can guess, I have Nebraska plus 16 in pocket. And I think anything above 10 is worth, you know, a bet. Maybe not as big as what it was, but the thought process behind, you know, the 10, I didn't really downgrade Nebraska that much. In fact, I think at least for one game, it might be addition by subtraction as far as Scott Frost. I mean, there's word coming out that he wasn't that bought in to this season as far as putting the time in.
Wow.
I do like Mark Whipple, their new offensive coordinator. He's a grown up. I don't think there'll be immaturity on that side of the ball. And to be perfectly frank, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, as bad as Scott Frost was at Nebraska, it's very tough to get margin on this team. I mean, their last 13 losses, all by single digits. Ugh. And I mean, what has Oklahoma proven so far? They played a couple of tomato cans. They basically met market expectations. So I'm not big on laying, you know, in what used to be a big rivalry game, double digits on the road. So I not only like Nebraska, I also like the under too, with some wind in the forecast.
Okay. A couple angles here. You have several teams coming off overtime thrillers. And how they will do. Let's start with Texas and it's Super Bowl for San Antonio. They're off another overtime game against Army. And then what kind of a letdown, if any, do you see out of Texas after the close call against Bama?
Yeah, well, I wanted to bet UTSA in the game, but, I mean, numbers matter, folks. So I wanted 14 or more, just never got there. And I think a lot of it had to do with the injury concerns at quarterback for Texas. Obviously, Quinn Ewers is going to be out a significant part of the season. Hudson Card was hobbling around at the end of the Alabama game. But with a little bit of money coming in on Texas, looks like, I mean, he's more probable than, you know, questionable at this point. You mentioned the overtime, and that's a little bit of the hangup. I get it. UTSA, this is their biggest game, arguably, in school history. But they just got done playing back-to-back overtime games against two really competitive and good teams. I mean, how much do they have left in the tank? Third straight week for them. So because of that, I did not get involved like I thought I would be.
Okay.
Your opinion on the Washington-Michigan State game up in Seattle. I get it with the competition here. They're laying 3.5. Now, Penix, to me, has looked outstanding so far, the transfer from Indiana. But so far, Brad, to your point, like with Oklahoma, who have they played so far? Washington, they've played, you know, Portland State and Kent State, and now they're laying 3.5, and they're stepping up big time in competition here against Sparty.
Yeah, I'm going to take Sparty plus the 3.5.
Okay.
I bet Michigan State summer game of the years. I thought Michigan State should have been laying 3 at that point. I got like a -2. So I agree with the upgrade on Washington. I was probably too down on the Huskies early on in the summer. And the more I read up on them, the more I respect Kalen DeBoer. Yeah, I came to the assumption that I was probably wrong on them. With that being said, this is giving them, in my opinion, a little too much respect, favored by more than a field goal against a team that obviously is more of a proven commodity at this point in year 3 under Mel Tucker. So give me Michigan State, but also give me the over in the game. I think there's a fundamental change, obviously, on the Washington side. You go from a defensive-minded coach to an offensive-minded coach. And I think still in week 3, there's probably a little too many priors from the last couple of seasons on Washington games. So over for me in this Michigan State-Washington.
Paul LaMoney, Paulie and Mitch Visa in the Sports Betting Network. Brad Powers, our guest, college football expert at BradPowers7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. How about BYU in Oregon? BYU off a double overtime thriller against Baylor. Did it without a couple wide receivers. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if they win this game, that would be wins over Baylor, Oregon. They have Notre Dame, Arkansas, Liberty, Boise, and Stanford coming up. That could be a hell of a resume.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if they win this game, I mean, serious playoff consideration, because now instead of probably being a 5 or 6 point underdog against Notre Dame here in Vegas, they're probably going to be favored in that game. I think besides this week, in Autzen, I mean, Arkansas would be a tough game too following the Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
But let's talk this week. My numbers say BYU. I think they're the better team and they're getting more than a field goal. With that being said, it's not a great spot. I mean, off that overtime game against Baylor, by all intents and purposes, at best, those two wide receivers are still questionable, if not game time decisions for this week. Does that catch up with you, the lack of depth in back-to-back big time games? I don't know what to make of Oregon yet. I don't know if we have a good data for them. We got a really bad one and a really good one last week. So We're going to find out what Oregon is about this week. I can tell you the guys that I respect are on the Oregon Ducks here. I haven't bet it other than the over. I do like the over in the game.
Okay. Well, speaking about bad spots, how about App State, Marshall, Washington State, and Georgia Southern all off huge wins as big underdogs, and the first three are laying double digits?
Yeah, so I circled all of those games to fade on the Circa openers. Didn't get there on all of them, but I did on a few. I did fade Marshall. I took Bowling Green plus 20 there. It would still lean Bowling Green even at the current numbers, even though it's dropped to below even 17. With that being said, I mean, I'm a little concerned. Bowling Green's also off a 7 overtime game against Eastern Kentucky, so that's not ideal for them. Looking at Georgia Southern, I just bet the over. I was hoping to get a little bit shorter number against UAB. Now, keep in mind, Georgia Southern, another team that's completely flipped their script offensively. I mean, they're running tempo, ran 90 plays last week, and they've been really efficient throwing the football. I kind of got a glimpse of that in their spring game that I thought, man, maybe the transition away from the option isn't going to be as difficult as everyone's making it out to be. And so far, so good offensively for Georgia Southern over in that game. And then, you know, I wanted to fade App State with the hoopla of ESPN game day, all the media, surrounding their upset of Texas A&M. I just needed 14 on Troy. I'm a little worried about Troy's rush offense, so I didn't get to the window there.
Okay, so how much have you downgraded Texas A&M after their really, really slow start, specifically in offense? I know that the backup quarterback, Max Johnson, was getting the reps from what I was reading this week to prepare for Miami. This game did touch six earlier in the week. Did you grab that with Miami, or how did you approach this game?
I didn't. My numbers didn't call for it, didn't grab it. To me, it's a lay three, take seven situation. We're right in the middle, so I did not bet the game. We've seen some respected money come in on the under. We'll talk data points with Miami. I don't know what to make of Miami. They played Bethune-Cookman, and they really struggled for about 28 minutes last week against Southern Miss. Heck, they were trailing the game 7-3 almost into halftime. So that wasn't a good data point for Miami's new head coach. Texas A&M, I think the spot says that they'll rebound and play to their capabilities here under Jimbo, but I'm so disappointed with them offensively. Probably shouldn't be a surprise considering Jimbo's still calling plays like it's 2005. But I just don't get the Haynes. You name Haynes King as your starter. My thought process would be, okay, you're going to utilize his athletic ability. You're going to get him out running. And they haven't done that. And obviously, he's been struggling as a passer. I thought Max Johnson fit what Jimbo likes to do. A veteran quarterback understands the pro style. That Jimbo wants to do there. So I would be a little surprised if we don't see a lot of Max Johnson on Saturday night.
Okay. All right. Anything like right now, we get it. It's Thursday. You bet other stuff early in the week, but is there anything still right now that kind of jumps out? Like, yeah, that's definitely worth a bet to me.
Yeah. Nebraska, Oklahoma, the under. I mean, we're talking 16, 17 mile an hour win. We've seen some other games with some win forecasts get bet into a little bit this week. Keep in mind, as we move further along, we get in the fall and early winter weather big time late in the week. That's what I'm looking at to bet. And I think Nebraska's offense gets their sternest test. You got a defensive minded coach in Oklahoma. So under for me on an early start game there. Georgia Southern over in the UAB game, just a fundamental change on Georgia Southern offensively. I also like Maryland now. Okay. A respected guy that's got market influence gave out SMU yesterday, drove the number back through a key number three. I just think SMU has got a lot to prove still on their first year coach. You're giving me Maryland, who I think is a superior team, at home, lane 2.5. Give me the Terps.
Okay, very good. You can follow Brad on Twitter again. BradPower7 is the handle there. BradPowerSports.com as well. Thank you. We love having you on the show. Good luck this week, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games.
Yep.
Great job.
Be good. So there you go. I'm with you. I don't think it's like the most, I don't think it's the sexiest card of all time, but that doesn't matter. There's still a million games and money to be made on these spots. So
good late games again. USC playing at night against Fresno.
Yep.
USC's back, at least offensively. A lot of things to clean up defensively, but that was a good win last week. And I'm with them on Oregon. These wide receivers are banged up again. You're coming off that emotional win, double overtime, top 10 opponent. Now you got to go on the road, take on the Ducks. But, right, we don't know who the Ducks. I mean, it was embarrassing against Georgia, and then they beat a nobody last week.
Right, right. I mean, I will be thoroughly impressed if BYU can go there and win the game outright.
If they do, though, watch out.
Yes, right.
Because suddenly the Notre Dame game is doable out here.
How high should they go in the rankings? I'm not talking about power ratings for pro bettors. I'm talking about for what we know, how they operate with AP top 25 in the coaches poll. Should they be a top 10 team according to the coaches or the media? Again, forget, I'm not talking power ratings. That's not what it works. It's not how it's worked before in these top 25 polls.
If they win comfortably, yes, they should be top 10. And then suddenly that becomes a huge game at home against Arkansas.
Oh, gigantic.
And that is a tough place to play.
He definitely talked me into the Nebraska-Oklahoma game under, okay, along with some other bets as well, but that one sticks out. 66.5, Oklahoma, he's right, defensive coach now. By far and away, Nebraska's toughest opponent so far this season on that side of the ball. I'm on board. Today's MLB card is up next. Remember the biggest storyline in baseball last year before the league cracked down? Well, it appears to be back in the game, something to monitor as the playoffs approach. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Horse racing fans, First Bet wants to invite you to enter their free sweepstakes to win a trip to Santa Anita Park October 6th through the 9th. The grand prize package offers hotel, airfare, tickets to the races, plus a $1,000 betting voucher from First Bet. Head over to VSiN.com/horses to register. Great promotion, and Jeff Siegel will be on tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do some Major League Baseball here. We'll get to the card coming up. It is a shorter card today, but how about this story that came out in The Athletic yesterday? The headline was, across Major League Baseball, spin rates are back up near their peak. Is the sticky stuff here to stay? And one of the quotes is from a Major League Baseball hitter who's actually currently in the game. His quote was, pitchers have the ultimate advantage right now with sticky stuff, the dead ball, and humidors. And that's a hitting coach said, and he talked about a lot of examples of pitchers recently who use some substance. He said it's really obvious. And when you look at the overall spin rates, and they documented all this stuff, it's back to, it's not quite peak 2021, but it's getting up there. It's ascending again to like touch those numbers before they really cracked down last year.
And the breakdown from a guest we had on, too, about you try to find the right concoction, and you take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you put it together, and the difference that it makes, and just look, I mean, look, the up and down, look at the Cole stuff, the up and downs.
Sure.
Untouchable in Houston.
I know that there was a video that went viral. I believe it was the Guardians relief pitcher. I might have the team wrong.
Right.
He had to take the cap off, and the umpire is like, come on, let me see what you got. And his face is like 2 inches away, and he's like digging in. He's like looking for wood ticks. What do you got there? And he's like going back and forth like he's a, like, what? Are you kidding me with this?
There's a lot of that. Look how many times guys, you know, go to their hair or go to the hat, the brim, whatever.
Sure.
Absolutely. There was another video that would, did you see the Bauer tweet? I'm not going to get too deep into this, but considering what happened with Watson, and who knows if this guy will ever play again. There's a video of him, and he says it's with the gal, the accuser, and he's next to her in bed, and he's sleeping. He's got his mask on, and she's sitting there like, smiling and taking a video. And he goes, this is, you know, remember she said I had to get out of the room. I feared for my life, everything.
Yeah.
And there's, but this guy's career could be over.
Oh, yeah.
It's likely over.
Yep.
And I saw that video. And then you compare that to what happened with Watson. That was a surreal piece of theater. The Padres are throwing Manaea today. I mean, how long are we going to do this? He's batting practice. Now, they moved Bumgarner back a day, but this is a huge series. Easy winner yesterday was Seattle. I don't trust Clevinger either. That's another one.
Oh, no, you can't.
But this is, as of now, it's the biggest game of the season. You have a two-game lead in a big series. You do see Gallen Saturday, and you're throwing this guy. I mean, maybe you get enough offense, it doesn't matter. But they asked him about, the reporter said, you know, should you come out of the rotation? He goes, I'll do whatever's best for the team. If that is best for the team, this guy can't. You can't trot him out there every 5 days.
No, I think Melvin was talking about that recently, too, the manager there, about how now we're going to stick with the guy.
Just go with an opener. He's terrible.
I mean, is the game plan here to try to have him find his former self as if they make the playoffs?
Well, that's stupid.
I don't even think it's September.
He's not finding anything.
I don't think so. I mean, we talked about this probably 2 weeks ago. Should this guy even be on the roster when it comes to,
right.
when it comes
no.
to October?
The answer is no.
You can't trot this guy out there in a big spot.
Right.
I don't even forget about starting for a second. If you the guy in a pinch or long relief, no way.
We're down to less than 3 weeks left in the season, right? It's an enormous series, and they got help with the Brewers getting beat too. But again, Milwaukee only has 4 road games left, so I would lean over in that game. McClanahan's back. How long does he go? Gausman a short favorite. They're trying to take 4 out of 5 here in this series. Another big win yesterday for the Blue Jays. But that goes back to like the same thing tomorrow with Verlander. How long will he go? McClanahan probably goes 5 innings, right?
I would think 5, yeah. Maybe
if that.
Probably around 75 pitches or
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I would expect the same thing for Verlander tomorrow. Yep. But this is huge for the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah.
If they can take care of this team yet again, playing some good ball right now.
Yes, they are. But
again, this is who they have been like all year long. They will go through stretches where you're like, okay, this team can come out of the American League. They have a lot to like. The offense can be outstanding. They have more than Manoah at the top of that staff. And then they go through stretches where you're like, I hate this team.
Right. If they get the solid starting pitching, watch out. This is a makeup game to start the day. The White Sox, and it's Lynn, right?
It is.
$1.55 against Cleveland. At Bet Rivers, Cleveland is 5.30. Remember we talked about that Monday? Lay 250 on them to win the division? They're now 5.30 to win the division. They have a 4-game lead, and they only have 6 road games left. And very important, they closed the season with 6 at home against Kansas City. Bad loss by the White Sox. But if they lose this one, boy, I don't know, you're talking, what, 18, 19 games left, 5 back? They still have another series against Cleveland. But it's just that is enormous that they close with 6 at home against Kansas City, who appears to be a layup right now. Just look at what Minnesota's doing to them. And the White Sox still play the Giants. I think they play the Padres. They got Minnesota left, Cleveland too, so this is a pretty much must-win territory for Chicago.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can't get over how, and I never bet the White Sox yesterday. I considered it, like on a parlay with Cease. I can't get over how bad of a loss that is.
Yeah.
Because the Rockies are awful against righties. You're at home, Cease is going, who is clearly one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he didn't have it yesterday. He was erratic and not sharp, and you lost to the team on the road and against righties, they're awful.
Yep.
Boy, and you look at the American League Cy Young odds right now.
Yeah, there it is. Hey, all right. I was on Bet Rivers today, and now you see it here. We have an appearance from Valdez now.
Third down on the list.
Yeah, 25, 30 to 1 now. It's got to be in the discussion. I saw your tweet yesterday. It has to be. Has the record quality starts
right.
in a row, right?
I got to be honest. Should Cease be 135 today?
No.
I would agree.
No. But it's tough, though. What do you do with Verlander? McClanahan got hurt before Verlander, and they come back at the same time. But
they've
both been out since late August. The other thing, I don't know how Cleveland is doing this. I watched that whole series, and they swept the Angels. I mean, they've had pitchers out, guys on the DL, people you don't recognize in the lineup. It's like the real the Major League movie, what they're doing. And Tito's done a hell of a job.
Well, they get the most out of like every single at-bat.
Yeah.
They get the most out of their at-bats compared to any other team in Major League Baseball. And we thought that going into the season, the strength was going to be pitching, and that could carry over if they make the playoffs, and that has been the exact way it's gone so far for this team. I'll tell you another thing. That come-from-behind win, it was middle of the game, like in the sixth, but the Phillies had a chance to really blow it open in the first inning. They had the bases loaded, got nothing from it, and the starting pitcher was Cabrera was really struggling to find the plate for the Marlins. He threw like 35 pitches in the first inning. Then he settled down. Marlins had a one. That team cannot hit.
One run, yeah.
They're not a threat.
No.
So they could only
the
give
joke.
That guy a 1-0 lead. That was it.
Yeah.
After he found himself again in the a couple of home runs back to back, and that exploded, and the Phillies got the win. But I know the Brewers lost, like you said, with, by the way, typical Brewers fashion.
Typical Brewers.
Burns
beat Montgomery, and they lose with Burns.
Yep, and they give him one run.
Yep.
One run. Exactly what I said yesterday.
Yep.
It happens so often with this team, it's just silly. So, but that was, a big spot there for the Phillies. They won last night, and now Syndergaard goes, who I can't trust as far as you could throw him. He's $1.35 today against Lopez.
I'd only want the Phillies, though, because you're right. They can't hit. What is it now? 38 of 44?
You could throw any numbers at me right now, and I'd believe you.
It's an act of God for them to score more than three runs.
Uh-huh.
Look at the Mets, 255. Oh, boy.
What does that mean?
An ROI. It doesn't mean any. I know. Now four for the Pirates. They still got bailed out by the fact that what the hell was that with Rodon? 70 pitches.
Yeah, I know. That's frustrating. But I didn't have it. I was watching the game. I did not have an answer right away. It turns out that eventually the news came out, cracked nail in a blister.
Oh, is that what it was?
But they did say, okay. Kapler said after the game, he thinks he's going to be good to go for his next start.
All right.
I was so frustrated because I got him at 50-1 elite league in strikeouts. I'm like, what do you, give me a reason?
They just can't hit right now. And I think they're tired and running out of gas. And that's on Showalter to sit size guys down and give them a break. But then again, you can't get swept at home by the Cubs. I mean, you got to beat these teams. Now you're taking on the Pirates. You got to take at least 3 out of 4 here. You're at home. What's going on? The Marte injury's been big, but what a time to go through your first bad streak of the season.
Yep.
Still amazing that they have a half-game lead over Atlanta.
Well, they're fortunate here because the Braves have lost 4 of 5.
Mm-hmm. And they were red-hot coming in.
I mean,
Atlanta's. But the Mets have been playing up. They win that series against Atlanta. They win that series against St. Louis. They took 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. Took 2 out of 3 against the Marlins, which I think they saw Sandy in one of the games. But now you're losing to bad teams. They lost 2 out of 3 of the Nats. The Cubs swept them. They got to get this figured out here.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Pirates, I get it with the competition here.
That was a good job.
Took care of the Reds.
All right.
Suddenly, getting hot.
Yep. 30-cent move on the Cardinals, too. St. Louis and Michaelis up to 280 against the Reds.
Well, I've been waiting for this Reds team to wave the white flag the entire year.
Well, right? Should be.
And they were feisty. Yeah. They were competitive. They really came back from just a god-awful start. And I think that could have done it, right? I need it.
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah, for the under the win total bet. But that was really, really bad.
Yeah.
So, all right, just follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, Heisman Trophy winner and two-time national champ, Gino Toretta, will join the program. He's calling Penn State Auburn this week. We'll get his thoughts on that game. Will his Canes upset Texas A&M? And I get it, it's only a couple of weeks into the season, but who would you look at right now as the Heisman favorite? That's coming up here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kickoff football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. It's your go-to book for every line, boost, and special. Great house specials. They have parlay insurance and touchdown insurance all season long. Build a parlay of at least 4 legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. And if you wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football, you get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. BetRivers.com or download the app at BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
All right, this is going to be a lot of fun as a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and two-time national champ at the U in Miami. Gino Toretta joins the program now with, of course, Touchdown Radio Network. He calls a bunch of games across the country in college football. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Now, that's an A-plus backdrop right there.
Oh,
the Orange Bowl, come on.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I wish it was still there, and I wish we were still playing there because there was I never lost in there, so a lot of great memories and a lot of big moments. We haven't won a title since I think we left out of there. So,
oh, sure. Hey, you guys were pretty good. You guys had some talent on those teams, huh?
There was we were Alabama before they were Alabama. I guess
sure.
I think we were 55-5, and a few Hall of Famers I got a chance to play with, and it was awesome. This city, when you win, I guess, you know, most cities when you win are pretty fun to be in, but we kind of ruled the roost down here.
Yeah, we say that all the time, right? Miami, USC, Texas, programs like that, they have to get back to make college football more balanced and more competitive and be, you know, overall better again. Is Crystal Ball the guy? I have no doubt that Miami can get back to those days eventually. Is he the guy to do it?
I think so. I mean, they're investing finally in the program. I mean, I can remember when we were in school, it was one of the first times I was kind of disappointed in college athletics, if you will, when in 1990, the end of that season, we were ranked fourth. We were ranked third. And we thought we were the best team in the country because we had lost to BYU in the opening game. We had two losses. And we were told we were going to go play the highest ranked team. Well, we could have went and gone and played Georgia Tech in the Citrus Bowl, I believe it was, who Tech ended up splitting the national championship that season. And we went to Texas to play in the Cotton Bowl and proceeded to beat them by like 46-3. And because back then the Cotton Bowl was a bigger payday, and that's what our university and athletic department needed, was a bigger payday to support the program. So now they're investing in that program, and it's going to take some time, though. I mean, you know, people just act like Nick Saban showed up and he was lights out at Alabama in year one. Nobody's lights out, you know. I mean, unless a coach moves on to the NFL with success, most college programs change coaches because it's not going well, and that's why we have Mario now. We changed coaches because it wasn't going very well.
How do you think they'll do Saturday at College Station?
You know, I think it's going to be tough. A little disappointed that that App State kind of shocked Texas A&M, because I think, you know, maybe Texas A&M was reading a little bit of the papers too much that, hey, we got the greatest recruiting class coming in. We beat Bama last year. This is our year to win a national championship. And then to basically get the ball held for 40 minutes by the other team by dominant play at the line of scrimmage, you kind of wake up a beast. And, you know, never have we had a two-loss team in the playoff, and I don't think it's going to start this year.
Yeah,
and I think they realize that. I think it's going to be a totally, totally different team than what we saw a week ago. I would say that emotionally now. Quarterbacks matter, especially in college football, and they have not had good quarterback play in the start of this season.
Yeah, you're calling Penn State at Auburn coming up this weekend for the Touchdown Radio Network. Penn State's on the road here, lane 3, and the total is 47. That actually came down, so a lot of the bets bringing that number down from where it was. I agree with that move, actually. How do you anticipate this game going coming up this weekend?
You know, there's a couple of things. I'm a little shocked that the Big Ten's never played in Auburn Stadium, so that's kind of shocking. I think that, you know, with Auburn, there's always something going on. They got rid of their athletic director within the last couple of weeks. How many years did we go where every week it was, when are they going to fire Malzahn? When are they going to fire Tuberville? It's just, there's always something going on. And I just think that there's so much outside noise there. It's kind of distracting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that with Penn State, you got an experienced quarterback. I think with Auburn, you got another quarterback that hasn't really played very well, TJ Finley. They're still trying to do two. I think that it's one of the most difficult places to play in college football. I think on a neutral field, I think this would be a lot, you know, higher line for Penn State. Ooh. But you know, I'm just curious to see how Penn State, if they react to the environment well, and it is loud, they should be able to go there and steal one on the road, which I think will create a lot of Parsons 8-7 in 2 years.
Yep.
And like I said, they always have something going on in Auburn for whatever reason. They always, you know, think the next guy's better. And I hope that's not the case, but I wouldn't be surprised.
What do you think that is? Is that giving the boosters, or maybe the two biggest boosters, so much power and giving them an open line of communication and what they say and how their money talks?
I think it's partly that. I think it, you know, maybe some that are boosters that maybe think they should be athletic directors.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, and they also have, you know, issues that obviously the other in-state school, by the way, is Alabama, and sure, they're on the greatest run. Well, who did they get rid of a couple of coaches ago? Tuberville was like 7-1 against Bama. I mean, it's, you know what I mean? It's like they want to beat Bama, but he didn't win a national championship. So that listen, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and I think there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen,
yes,
influencing decisions, and I don't, you know, it hasn't gone well, and they have, you know, paid scads of money to old coaches, current coaches, and future current coaches.
Gino Toretta, our guest, touchdown radio analyst. He's on Penn State and Auburn Saturday. So we think Miami's on the right track. We know USC's on the right track with Riley. You had their game last week. I would say concerns about the defense, but what did you see out of USC?
You know, the one thing I was concerned with, I just didn't see the dominant play at the line of scrimmage. You know, I didn't see a Tony Boselli up front, and maybe there were some of the younger guys, you know, because it was Stanford. Stanford worst rush defense in college football, and especially the Pac-12 last year. I mean, it was horrible. And to me, if you're facing a team like that, you go out and you just pound the rock downhill. And they didn't do that. Now, if I'm an NFL team and you don't take Jordan Addison, number one, I don't know. The kid just makes plays. I mean, it seems like every time he touched the ball, he was catching the touchdown. And Lincoln Riley was dialing up some big shots to him. I think, you know, Jerry Rice's son and Mario Williams are, man, they have some weapons on the outside. I would want to see more balance, mm-hmm, from SC, but the passing game's kind of is secure. It was a crazy game to broadcast from the standpoint of 53 kids on their roster had been to other 4-year schools.
Crazy.
I mean, it was like broadcasting an NFL game. I'm like, all right, what year is he in the league? How many? Where did he get drafted? Where did he come out of? And it's like, so-and-so's from, you know, Bishop O'Dowd in Oakland. He started at Stanford. It was an interesting deal.
Gino, we have about a minute left here. So as a former Heisman winner, obviously that means that you get a vote. You watch Caleb Williams. Forget about, like, the preseason stuff on Stroud and Young. Who would you have, like, top two right now? Would Williams be in the top two?
Based on stats, I mean, he's put it, he was impressive in, yeah, the game. And I think that he didn't do anything that would disappoint that. I thought C.J. Stroud won the Heisman last year when he threw for 5 touchdowns in about 8 minutes against Michigan State at home really late in the year. And then Bryce Young obviously had the magical drive at Auburn, and then the unbelievable SEC championship game to basically secure the victory. So I just think these racers are awesome. I just love, you know, I love college football and just see what transpires and who steps up big in these big games.
Yeah, and it's obviously very early right now, only a couple of weeks into the season. You can catch, right? You can catch Gino's
like that.
Yeah, yeah. Gino's call of Penn State and Auburn this week. It's 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific on the Touchdown Radio Network. It was a pleasure talking to you, sir. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Anytime, guys.
Yep. Thank you. There you go. I have to give him credit. I mean, that backdrop, if everybody would go out of their way, awesome, for that. The Orange Bowl, come on, that's great.
That is awesome. I was surprised to see that. That was awesome. Yep. And then lose there. Tough place to play, yeah.
The Rock. Leon Searcy, Jesse Armstead, Michael Barrow, Cortez Kennedy, Russell Maryland, Randall Hill. Yeah, they beat Texas 46-3 that year in the bowl game. Had like, yeah, 250 yards of penalties.
He did this. He came out with the guts. Yeah. Yes.
Bet River Sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, BetRivers is your go-to book. All football-related content, over 300 different ways to bet the Chiefs game tonight. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. House specials every week to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
What a game tonight. Thursday night football.
Right.
I mean, out of the gates here, week number two, Chiefs, Chargers, and the Chiefs lane four. I think it's probably, I think we're going to play that game all day, Paulie. It'll go back to 4.5, not go any higher than that, come back to 4, go back to 4.5, and it'll settle down somewhere in there and close before kickoff tonight.
Yep, big total. I laid 3.5. I think they'll be able to slow down Mac and Bosa. They were phenomenal in the win against the Raiders. They had 6 sacks. But also what concerns me is +3 in the turnover battle, and the Raiders still had the ball to win the game. McDaniels put Carr on Front Street yesterday. I like that. Says he was the reason we lost. He did not play well, and he's right. Carr was pathetic. But you're going against a whole new animal here.
You're exactly right, and that's because the Raiders' offensive line, it's going to be like bottom five in the league.
Yes, it was bad. It was bad. But they upgraded the O-line in Kansas City, and I think between their scheme and Mahomes getting rid of it fast and spreading it around and going to so many guys, 10 different players were targeted in week one. 9 different Chiefs caught a pass. He had 5 touchdowns. They've won 13 of 16 against the Chargers. One of them, they sat people in a week 17 game. They've won 6 straight home openers. And I just think with the loss of Allen, that's enormous. And I think they'll get enough stops defensively, and they'll get what they'll get 30 points. He's also been the run he's on in September, 13-2 in 12 of the games. He's had 3 touchdowns. It's ridiculous. So
yeah, he just
I trust Kansas City here and at home, and I like the little revenge angle last year, as both games were epic. Road team won both last year, but they had the 34-28 overtime Kelce walk-off win on the Thursday, and everyone ripping Staley. And then they lost 30-24 at home when Staley passed on a 48-yard field goal, went for it, and then got the game-winning touchdown, missed the extra point, and they hung on by six in that game.
So Mahomes then over passing yards tonight? I mean, it's going to take a lot.
It's a big number.
I mean, he's basically got to touch 300 yards. I'm not so sure I want to play that. But his touchdown prop is 2.5, and the over is a little bit of plus money. I can see him getting a 3 again tonight. He does this like so often, as you said, in September, and like his resume in the history against the Chargers is just outstanding.
I don't think they have an answer for Kelce either. I think Kelce has a big day. And maybe it's still more spreading it around and get so many guys involved. And you look at like Vad Scantling's 45 in that range. Juju's in the mid-50s. Kelce's 78.5. So, but I think Kelce goes off and he had a buck 90 in the win last year as well.
He did. Last week, 8 catches, 121 yards and a touchdown. So the whole idea, as you've documented now several times, of Mahomes spreading the ball around will continue. For an example here, to compare Kelce to like the highest receiver on the team last week, that was Juju, who had 8 targets, 6 catches, 79 yards.
Yeah.
And Kelce still clearly is number one guy overall. And yeah, last year again, he went for over 100 yards in both games, and he had that 2-touchdown performance as well, and the game-winning touchdown in overtime in L.A. to beat that team.
And it doesn't look good for Jackson either.
No,
that's some bad news.
It's a game-time decision, according to the reports that we have this morning.
Yep. I do like largest lead under 16.5. I like the made field goals under 3.5.
I like that one, too.
I think you have to be going for it. The other thing, Butker's out. Amendola will be doing the kicking for Kansas City, the former Jet. Can you really trust him? Also, we know what Staley's M.O. is. About kicking field goals. So that's something else to look at for a high scoring game. I wouldn't 220 over 1.5 touchdowns for Herbert. Ooh.
Well, he has what? 6 in his last 2 games against his team? We're talking throwing now. He had one on the ground last year as well. Don't forget Mahomes last year on the ground, 32 and 45 yards rushing in the 2 games against LA.
Oh, that's
his
good.
Prop tonight is around 16 or 17.5.
Okay.
Another one I'll throw at you is Josh Palmer with no Keenan Allen. In 2 games last year, when either Keenan Allen or Mike Williams did not play in the game, he had 5 catches and a score in both. He's shop around. Here at Circa, for example, the number I'm looking at right now, he's plus 285 to score anytime. At DraftKings around the country, he's a plus 255. I wouldn't be surprised if he scores a touchdown or if Gerald Everett gets some looks in the red zone tonight. He's plus 225, maybe a little bit better than that. I think that he'll be a target tonight for Herbert. Where it's going to matter most.
But go ahead.
I was going to say, we can make the case here for all these guys without Keenan Allen, but it could be a Mike Williams special tonight.
Well, I couldn't believe what happened last week. I mean, he was supposed to eat against the Raiders, and they didn't even hardly looked at him, wasn't involved. But he should have a big game and go over, too. And how about the loss of McDuffie? I mean, that's a big one, too, now for Kansas City.
Yeah, right, because they had to, well, they did. They completely overhauled their secondary from a year ago, let a lot of those guys go. So they addressed that part of the team in the draft, and Trent McDuffie, who was taken right away by this team, had 21 snaps in coverage last week. He wasn't targeted a single time. So his backup that comes in now, he was on the field for like 25 snaps in coverage. He allowed 1 touchdown, only 2 targets, but one of them went for a score. So maybe McDuffie's the real deal as a rookie, and the backup is not quite on the same level.
Anytime touchdown Williams plus 155 in that range. Scoreless quarter, 9-1. Chief to score first and win plus 145. Chargers plus 320. And maybe Eckler has the big game, though, too. Rushing and receiving. Bet Rivers has him 95.5 combined.
Combined? Well, that makes sense. That's exactly what he averaged last year against his team.
Maybe he has 5-6 receptions, too.
That yeah. What is that, 3.5
yeah.
on the catches?
What do you think? Well, with Allen out, who, right?
No, it makes sense to me.
Other guys involved.
He averaged 17 touches, 95 yards, and a score per game against the Chiefs a year ago. And he had 18 touches last week, and that was with only 49% of the snap share, which is a little weird because that was like that game flow was in their favor and in his favor to be on the field more and to actually get more touches. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, another key to the game we'll get to coming up in about 2 minutes. I thought this was good yesterday. Watch the Lombardi line. Michael does a great job. And Michael Lombardi yesterday about if Mike Martz is talking about quarterbacks, pay attention.
Bill Walsh said this in 1984 to me. Very few people can evaluate the quarterback. Even fewer can coach him. And even fewer can bring it all together and call plays, right? So Mike Martz can do that. You don't find Mark Bolger in the fifth or sixth round and make him into a serviceable NFL quarterback if you don't have the eye for that. You don't find Ryan Fitzpatrick, a seventh-round pick from Harvard, and turn him into that. You don't find Kurt Warner, who wouldn't even throw the ball. Ask Ron Wolf. He wouldn't even throw the ball in Green Bay when they signed him as a college free agent. Wouldn't even throw it and turn him into a Hall of Fame player. Like, Mike Martz knows the position. He can evaluate the position. If I were the GM in either San Francisco or Chicago and he uttered those statements, I would be scared to death that we blew it.
Well, strong. And he went scorched earth on Fields and Lance. Toned it down a little bit with us yesterday, which are those are the breaks. But really lit into both quarterbacks on the 33rd.
Team.com. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's when he basically said that Trey Lance to him looks like a stumbling fullback running around.
Yeah.
And said he basically has never done anything that he's seen that looks good.
Yeah. Okay. Pro tip. Very important tonight. Could be, should be. You should be on a bigger delay tonight with Amazon getting the first look. So be careful with the live betting because sometimes they'll keep that up even though it can move against you. I mean, you might be, remember, we've talked about this during March Madness and NBA playoffs. You're tracking the game on like a Yahoo or ESPN, and then you're watching the actual broadcast. You're like three possessions behind in a basketball game. So you should be on a longer delay because of the streaming. So very important tonight, and that's the pro tip. Be careful live betting with the Amazon Prime game. It should be a longer delay than what we're used to. And I checked it out. It was about 15 seconds with that Houston-San Francisco preseason game they had when I clocked it.
Yeah, okay,
but it's hard to know.
It can be so frustrating when you're actually streaming a game. It could be a college basketball game could be anything, right? And you look down, you're watching the game, and it's 52-48 with like 10:35 to play. Well, if you have the phone or a tablet in front of you, it's 60-55 with 7:55 in there to timeout. Like, how am I possibly this far behind? It happens constantly. In games. It's, in fact, betting games that are on a streaming service, you absolutely have to wait for the commercial break because you're not even close to being caught up. Now, if this is 12 or 15 seconds tonight, that's much more manageable, but it's something where you should probably, you know, in front of the TV, have your phone as well just to give it a gauge early on to see what you're running up against.
And if you have issues, where you're going, I want to hear from you tonight. Well, you're going out to a bar.
We're getting feedback. People saying it's going to be on DirecTV tonight.
Oh, it is?
Available.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't have DirecTV, so I was unaware of that.
That was our pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. That's 20 a day. They're available at the VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. You can sort them by sport and by show.
Former NFL player and current VSiN host Mike Pritchard will join the show coming up next. So there's no Keenan Allen for the Chargers. How big is that? There's no Trent McDuffie for the Chiefs. How big is that? How does that kind of balance out? And who does he like tonight with the Chiefs laying 4? We'll find out coming up here and Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's game time, baby! And you're just lying there? Watching on the couch? Uh-uh, that's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with Bet Rivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action.
Live in-game bets. Live player prime bets. Live player prime bets. Live player prime bets.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.